An upstate pro-business group says regions of the state north of Westchester need special attention in the coming months to help the floundering economy. The group Unshackle Upstate is proposing a series of tax cuts as well as a start to hydrofracking as the remedy. We get more from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Unshackle Upstate's Brian Sampson unveiled a five-point plan that he says could help revive the long-troubled upstate economy. One, the pro-business group wants a phase-out of the corporate franchise tax for upstate-based companies. Two, they want to repeal an energy assessment on manufacturers. Three, they'd cut the state sales tax in half in counties with the worst unemployment and population decline. And number four, they want to make it easier for New Yorkers making less than $50,000 a year by reducing their taxes by 25%.
It's very, very clear. The upstate economy is suffering. It is teetering. We're close to a recovery, but we can't wait for the future. We need help today.
The plan comes amid reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo at a private fundraiser said he expects to push tax cuts in 2014. Also, Senate Republicans who lead the Senate in a coalition with a small group of breakaway Democrats are beginning a series of hearings on tax reform. Sampson says he believes chances are good for passage this year, and he says the money for the nearly $750,000 plan is there, even with the state facing another budget deficit.
We're talking about a legislature that somehow found close to $1 billion this past budget to spend on education. How about you find some of that same money and you give it to the taxpayers and the business owners in upstate New York?
Unshackle Upstate and other business groups have long called for regulatory reform. They want to get rid of some collective bargaining rules, including the Triborough Amendment in New York's Taylor Law. Under those rules, public workers can't strike, but they are allowed to continue to work under the terms of their previous agreements after a contract expires. Government employers are not allowed to cut back on pay or benefits for the workers. After the presentation, Sampson admitted that with the 2014 election year fast approaching, it might be easier to win tax cuts than to convince the legislature to repeal regulations favored by labor unions, which he calls political grenades.
Tax cuts is, you know, it's black and white. You're either going to raise them or you're going to lower them or you're going to leave them the same. We don't recommend leaving them the same, but we certainly don't want them to raise them. Let's lower the taxes. It's a much easier thing to do.
There is a fifth proposal that the business group is pushing, the start of the gas drilling process known as hydrofracking in New York, which they say would create thousands of high-paying jobs. There's been a de facto five-year moratorium on the drilling. Most recently, Governor Cuomo has said he's waiting for his health commissioner to complete a health review. Sampson says the process has dragged on for too long.
This is an instance where the governor's waffled on this issue. The data's there. The science is there. We can see what's going on in other states. New York has the highest environmental standards in the country. I think maybe some people will argue California's are higher, but we think they're high here. If anybody's going to do it the right way, it's going to be here in New York. And I think to say it takes 5 years to look at the science and develop a health assessment plan, I think it's just being, you know, disrespectful to the people of the Southern Tier that can benefit so dramatically.
But he says while the political climate may be right in 2014 for tax cuts, he predicts it will not be the year that hydrofracking is finally approved in the state. But Sampson says he expects a pilot program in communities that want fracking could start in 2015. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.